much about.
Breaking news overnight, a Maryland man was stabbed in a fight over the popular Popeye's chicken sandwich.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My mom, why are we waiting at Popeye's? It's been all day.
You want this sandwich, don't you? This spicy mother sandwich that everybody gotta have, you dumbass mother. We're gonna wait in this goddamn line.
This bitch is not all that. And I'm mad. This bitch regular, man.
I love that chicken from Popeye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charm, and I'm here with a public service announcement. This piece of valuable medical information can save your life or the life of one of your loved ones.
Stay the hell out of the Popeye's drive-thru. People are getting into fights, shot, stabbed, and killed, and that's before the sandwiches had a chance to mess up y'all's cholesterol.
And now...
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Our feature presentation.
The dude likes fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Who could blame him?
Hey, party people. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Allie.
Hi.
Welcome back. You all right?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. You sound great.
This is actually great.
It is compared to yesterday?
Okay. It hit Wednesday night. I thought it was just the wind.
Yeah.
Messing with maybe some allergies.
You were very helpful on that day. You were like, oh, it's definitely allergies.
I was convinced.
Oh, were you? I didn't know, because sometimes you just say that like, hopefully.
No. I definitely thought it was the wind. And then when I woke up Thursday and my teeth hurt and my toenails hurt and I couldn't even function as a halfway normal person, then I knew it was something. So, yeah, it was something. It was flu. And bronchitis.
All right.
And then the doctor said, you're probably going to get pneumonia because you just do. So here's a bunch of stuff and good night. And that's when I realized I was allergic to Tamiflu.
Oh, no.
Just keeps rolling.
Wait, how allergic?
Oh, no. You look like you're in pain.
I sound like an 85-year-old two-pack-a-day smoker. I'm sorry. Yeah, I found that out the hard way after my first.
How allergic?
Well,
breakout?
Yeah.
Hives?
Hives, swollen hands.
Okay.
And then it couldn't get out of my system fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
It helped itself along?
Oh, sure did.
Okay.
Sure did. In the middle of the night, out of nowhere. So, you know, wash the comforter and...
Oh.
What?
What?
Huh?
Projectile vomiting in the middle of the night.
Thank God.
Still bad. Oh, no. When she laughs, it looks like it hurts.
It looks painful.
No, it's good. This, honestly, to be out of what I was in is such a blessing.
Just a change of scenery?
No. It was not pleasant. That flu is no joke.
Yeah, it's a serious thing.
And the doctor said, and I quote, did you get the flu test thing?
Flu shot?
Thank you.
Kevin.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, so sweet. And before I could answer, he goes, doesn't matter. Everyone's getting the flu anyway.
What?
Doesn't even matter.
Wait, is that an official position, though?
He literally was so mad that so many people were getting a different strain of the flu, so he couldn't push the flu shot. I was like, sir, can we just relax and look in my ears? Because something's wrong there, too. It was a whole ordeal.
I will say,
sound fun.
I feel like the sole survivor here.
You are.
You guys have all been sick, and I did get a flu shot this year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying.
Knock on some wood.
But now, are you normally the type of person that doesn't get sick? Some people
I'm right in the mix with everyone else.
All right.
Okay.
But I've still standing.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are
famous you, last words.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware that there is a cough suppressant called Teflon Pearls?
No.
He said, I'm gonna do a prescription as well for some Teflon pearls. And I got the heal people to come to my house because I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to do when I'm sick is go to an urgent care and sit there with a bunch of other sick people. And then you think you're next. And then someone comes in with a bullet wound in their head. You're like, it's going to be a few more hours, this guy. So when they come to your house and you could still be in your pajamas, it's a blessing.
That's pretty strong.
But the doctor brings another, like a PA, a physician's assistant. And so the guy said Teslan pearls, and I said, well, that sounds gorgeous. And he looked at me with such disdain.
Really?
And I looked at the PA and I said, doesn't it sound gorgeous? And she goes, it is a beautiful name. Back at the doctor, I'm like, have some fun. We're all dying here, sir. But Teslan pearls.
Never heard of.
Yeah, they don't work. Whatever that pill is, there's no cough suppressant that works
for
me. Oh,
it's just the pearls? There's no actual medication
you're
in
just,
there?
Yeah, you're just wearing pearls. Uh-huh.
It was just pearls. It was the weirdest prescription.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah. Right in time for Valentine's Day.
This could get real weird. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything's great now.
All right.
Don't get the flu is all I'm going to say to you guys.
Well, my odds are definitely higher now.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by it.
Yeah. I am no longer contagious because mm-hmm. I've been on, for the bronchitis, I was on...
You could help her on. I mean, this one seems like we could go on.
I don't
on
know what you're...
Okay,
A Z-Pack, and right. I took one Tamiflu. I don't think it worked.
Right.
But I'm good. Okay. I feel great. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be here.
All right.
I'm happy that when I got in my car, it said key not detected, and I couldn't start my car for 15 minutes. Things went well this morning, okay. is what I'm saying.
Good.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Everything's definitely looking up.
Thanks, guys.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Honestly, I'd rather not.
Okay. Jensen's Rank Bank on the program today.
It's a good one.
There are marauding monkeys that have herpes in Florida.
Wait.
I mean, it was so obvious it was Florida. You didn't even need to say
right?
it.
Are they giving people herpes?
It's a herpes B, which I've never heard of, so I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
But they can give it to you if they bite you. It's not worst case scenario what you're thinking. You with your filthy mind and whatnot.
Listen.
Give you the update a little bit later on.
Did you?
What? Shortest marriages we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
12 days.
We were celebrating them when we brought it up.
Split up,
like,
Allie.
We were so excited.
You didn't hear?
No.
Yeah. You didn't hear they split up?
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they just got married in Malibu, the producer guy.
And and also they really put out a press release that was like, we were in love and it's over now, yeah.
12 days?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means all 12 weren't happy.
No.
Right? So you got to start breaking it down mm-hmm. to what? You were fighting at 6-7 days?
That's amazing.
It's not ideal, I don't think.
So, fifth marriage, I believe, for both?
Yes.
Didn't work out.
I think it's fifth for one and third for the other. But...
maybe sit the next one out.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Michael Snyder will join us in studio to talk about new TV shows.
Right on, Mike.
Be looking about. Yeah. Very excited about that. And Windwatch 2020.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. Allie McKay is here. What's happening?
You guys watched the Super Bowl?
Yes.
We did.
A lot of people watched the Super Bowl.
Did
you
watch
guys.
The Super Bowl?
Oh, I did not.
It's a true insight.
you guys. I was telling them off the air that my mom and dad called in the fourth quarter and said, turn it on. It looks like Jimmy G is going to win a Super Bowl. And I literally changed the channel to see Mahomes just the bomb. And
that's awesome.
And my parents said, turn it off.
Now they're blaming you?
Yes. Oh, congratulations to the Chiefs. Right?
Yep.
We were happy for them. We were all behind them.
It's very exciting. Very exciting.
It was basically
time.
We know people who root for them.
Yeah,
and that's
what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Nope. I was so happy for Eric Stone Street.
Yes, we
so
were too.
Happy. So 102 million total viewers on Sunday.
Woo!
That makes it the 10th watched Super Bowl in history. It's down slightly from before.
From when before?
It's going to be a good day.
Last year.
No, it's up. I think it's up from last year.
Okay.
I'm going to have some of these stats in just a minute. Here's what I thought was very interesting. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez's halftime show averaged 103 million total viewers. So it bumped up mm-hmm. at halftime, then went back down. Last year, 98.2 million viewers on CBS. So it was up.
All right.
Good times, everybody.
It's great.
So everyone loves football.
I mean, now that it's over, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's into the XFL? Anyone?
It's on this weekend, I hear.
No interest.
Wait, were you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were serious, like you were interested.
No, but it's happening.
Really?
Yeah, and the NFL was promoting it, so I think they're behind it.
Well, I mean, promoting it in the sense that they paid for the commercial time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Not like they're like the NFL's not behind their kind of competition during offseason.
Didn't they just try this and mm-hmm. it failed miserably?
Well, it wasn't just. It was a long time ago, but it did not work. No. A big failure.
What was recently? What was that football league recently that just stunk?
I mean, it's... I think,
oh, there was one. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recently.
The AAF.
What does that mean, Dave?
What?
It was the AAF, the AAF.
AAF, right.
AAF.
And what the hell is that?
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't even finish the season, Kevin.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I meant. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Although I thought he was just clearing his throat.
Yeah, why? That? How was that help us?
I feel like he was attacking the mic.
Well, Shakira knows what to do when you have one of the best halftime shows ever. You decide, hey, I'm going to hit the road next year. World tour, everybody, in 2021. No tour date, cities and venues have been announced yet, but... What did you guys think of the halftime? I'm sure you talked about it yesterday.
I didn't really care at all about it.
Yeah, you're not a halftime guy.
But then watching it, I was like, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I loved Shakira. I thought she had so much fun. She seemed excited. I thought she kind of upstaged J-Lo a little.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of positive energy, I think.
But then the real show stealer, obviously.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
I mean, I think he was sort of the main performer.
Oh, Allie didn't see that commercial.
Oh, man.
I did, the Google commercial.
Yes.
Why are you guys so weird about it?
It's so sad.
We discussed it a lot yesterday.
It's so sad.
Yeah. It's the saddest.
Wait, Kevin made it look like what
I think,
Kevin what?
Look, I don't think Loretta was ever real.
I think
she never existed.
He thinks he's talking to no one.
Mm-hmm. Kevin.
And Google's like, find a name. Okay,
Kevin,
Loretta.
No.
I'm saying,
No.
Okay.
You don't know for sure. And also, when he's walking out, he's talking to the dog. You know, he's like, let's go. And he says, like, a dog's name. Maybe it's just him and the dog in, like, the woods.
Noodles yesterday tweeted, oh, the dog's gone, too. They just replaced it with one that looks the same.
No.
Also, I did pitch that he's doing it, and then you pan out, and there's just a dead woman with blood all around her behind
What yeah. happened yesterday?
A lot.
You guys are awful.
Also, Loretta attacking him.
Oh, yeah. I also had another pitch where you pull out a woman slowly tiptoes behind him and then breaks his neck from behind. That's Loretta.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
He doesn't remember how bad it was.
No.
Remind me that Loretta's a raging bitch.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It was one of the most beautiful ads ever.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Look, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it's a defense mechanism because it was too emotional.
That's what
I was crying in a Korean barbecue place, eating. I was watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, you were watching. Okay,
yeah,
good.
And then it came on and I didn't even really hear the sound, just saw the closed captioning and tear just rolling down my face.
That's sad. Yeah. Also a real weird place to watch the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah. We didn't even get into that.
Really odd right there. Kevin.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Do you know?
No.
Okay.
All right. Guys, Jeff Bezos, stop it, right? He bumped into Lizzo at the Super Bowl on Sunday, snapped a selfie with the pop singer, shared it on Twitter by saying, quote, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% Lizzo's biggest fan. Don't.
God.
Like, that's... you're such a dork.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
That's fantastic.
Why? Like, someone should have been like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Don't press send. Don't press send. But he
was so happy.
So happy. Thrilled. Thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
What I did is I took a lyric from her song and then turned it around so I was a part of it.
That may be my best tweet ever.
Oh, God bless him. All right, some birthdays for you. Oscar De La Hoya, Rob Corddry, and Hannibal Buress. And that's what's happening.
Did you guys see the wind?
Yes.
But you guys.
I think you're being sarcastic.
No, it's pretty windy.
Well, because I walked in and the other day, yesterday, and my hat flew off my head.
No.
And that doesn't happen unless you're in a 1920 silent film.
That's what happened?
Crazy. It actually happened. I had to run after my hat.
Oh, good Lord.
Craziness.
Mm-hmm.
It's wind. Watch. 2020.
Very nice.
Very good.
It's a nice production.
We're a
I like it. It's a good
pro
element.
News team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was watching Channel 4 News at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 11 p.m. And apparently there's one tree, a giant tree, that fell in Sierra Madre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one.
Yeah.
Because they went back every newscast.
Got to visit that tree.
To talk to Bernard.
NBC4's Ted Chen in Sierra Madre, where cleanup is underway. Another large tree down out there. Ted.
Chuck and Colleen, in fact, the wind has picked up a little bit since we last spoke to you at 4 o'clock, and that's not making it any easier for Southern California Edison crews. As you can see, they have a lot of work to do. First, to restore power to 110 homes in this neighborhood.
I'm very disappointed in the lack of puns so far.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
There's a lot of possible branches or leaves or something. He's got room.
There's got to be some way he can work it
in. Sure.
Knocked out by the tree that fell down, as you can see, that crossed all over Fairview Avenue and fell in between two homes. We talked to residents of one of those homes about their experience.
I heard more wind than like snapping tree.
Bernard Colling said it wasn't a very loud sound, but he immediately knew what had happened. A tree had fallen right on top of his bedroom, its branches hitting his window.
The power went out and I looked outside. Then I saw the actual tree there, like 5-10 feet from my head.
He immediately called his cousin and her boyfriend, who were on the other side of the house. They too were startled, but didn't at first know what it was.
How about a pun?
Yeah, I don't know what's
going
on.
What's happening, news?
I mean, someone could bark up the wrong tree. I mean,
there's a million
ways he can go.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, there was just this really, really loud bang.
All of a sudden, this big loud boom crash going on, and she's like, hey, calm down, because I got up and I jumped on her because I thought it was like an earthquake.
All right. Do I not understand earthquakes?
You're supposed to jump on your beloved.
To jump on them?
Yes, yes. A lot of people do.
That was very confusing.
You got to do like a frog splash. Wrestling move.
I was unaware of that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Until that moment, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When all three went outside, they saw it. The tree that once stood across the street from their house was no longer standing. It had fallen and crushed Lopez's black Honda Accord.
The whole top of it's gone. The front end of it's gone. The windshield's pretty messed
up. The car. We see it. It's news.
It's pretty much total, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should probably leaf their house.
Oh.
I'm handing them suggestions.
He's just at the top of his head. He's not a news guy.
Don't file me. I don't want to do it. I'm helping them.
But you can see behind us, they're still working at this hour.
Okay, now it's 11 p.m. and they're outside Bernard's house again.
Okay.
They tell me, though, they may have to stop because you can see that the winds are starting to pick up once again. You can see what the winds did this morning to this massive tree now outside, stretching from one side of the road all the way to the other.
And by the way, zero progress on that tree. It's just sitting there.
Sitting there.
They were supposed to clear it like first thing in the morning. Untouched.
They're very busy.
Loud pounding wind against the windows.
It's Bernard.
This is not what Bernard Colling expected to see outside his window.
It's gone.
Gone with the wind.
Yes!
Sarah!
Yes!
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the big time.
Gone with the wind. It happened.
His cousin's car totaled. Gus took down this massive tree that has stood across Fairview Avenue.
Oh, it's second story, you guys.
Mm-hmm. All his life.
So I've got nothing else to fall on me now, so I'm...
Power's back on in this Sierra Madre neighborhood.
Back to Bernard.
Where we found Gwendolyn Henry rushing to get warm in her car.
All right, I just want to clarify. This is a woman who's running from her house to her car.
Mm-hmm.
With a jacket.
Okay.
Because it's cold.
Right.
Right.
So the reporter stops her and interviews her.
Oh, I have on my thermals, two tops, my leggings, and my Uggs.
And it's still cold.
It is still freezing.
Winds knocked this big rig over on its side. And in Riverside, palm trees swayed as this blimp seemed to struggle to make its way.
I gotta be honest. They showed a blimp that was 10 miles away. You can't tell if it's struggling.
It's doing all right.
You can't. Yeah. There's no way of knowing.
She did say seemed. Seems to be having trouble.
Sure.
The trees were bent over a little bit. It's like, come on, now you're just reaching.
Yeah.
And we don't like people who reach, so we sent our own guy out on the street.
Yeah, we need to know the truth.
For Windwatch 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Wow.
Oh, the microphones are there.
Hello.
Is this Beer Mug?
Yeah, this is Beer Mug.
Where are you?
I'm right outside K-Rock radio station. And listen, the winds have really picked up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of banging, a lot of pounding. Palm trees are swaying and blimps are struggling.
Are we sure they're struggling or does it seem like they're struggling?
It seems to be like they're really struggling.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
But let me tell you, it is so chaotic out here. It's so chaotic out here. If something goes up into flames, it will really be earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big show.
Yeah, in fact, earlier, I went to El Pollo Loco and I picked up a dish and my plate just flew right away. It was really the wind beneath my wings.
10-4. Nicely done.
Okay. Yeah, and when the power went out, I had to get illumination, so my candle in the wind was the only thing I had.
I was hoping for an Elton John reference, and I got one. So.
Yeah, so we'll see if the wind's died down, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, is that a cow?
That seems like the cow just blew over the moon.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Got you till the end, bud. Got you till the end.
I think we're denying that one.
It's really windy out here.
Right, yes, no, I got that part. I got that part.
I have a policy against doing karaoke unless I'm drunk.
I think karaoke...
That seem valid?
Well, I think it's a fair policy.
It is. Okay. Yeah. I think the karaoke is fun for the first 20 seconds when you're like, oh, they picked that song. Mm-hmm. And then after 20 seconds, you're like, oh, right, we have to hear the whole song.
Oh, they can't sing.
This is a bummer.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And doing karaoke in L.A. is so different than doing karaoke anywhere else because everyone's a star.
Everyone so they're putting on the performance of a lifetime to be discovered?
They think they're going for a contract. Like, simmer down, all right? You're doing a song from Greece, right?
You're going to Hollywood, baby. Omar's, you're moving on.
Omar's in the studio with us.
Have you ever done karaoke with, like, your family, like your girls?
No, I don't think I have.
So I'm not a karaoke guy, but I discovered this place in Rancho Cucamonga. It's called Punch Bowl Social. And I thought I was just going to go have lunch. But they had like Jenga, ping pong, foosball. So it was a great place to take the girls.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
And I'm not a karaoke guy, but they had a private room where you could rent it out for an hour. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, just for you and your family?
It was just for me and my family.
Oh, no one else has to be tortured?
Exactly. Well, I mean, come on. With this voice, come on. I have the voice of an angel.
We've heard you sing.
So I was like, oh, sign us up. I think this would be great. And a couple of beers, I was feeling good. The wifey was going to drive home. I'm like, yeah, you know, we had my wifey, my kids, and her aunt and uncle were there. Mm-hmm. We're all there, and we're all like, you know, we'll pick a bunch of kid songs, and, you know, we'll do it upright. So the first song we do is, of course, a Frozen 2 song, Into the Unknown. Into the
unknown. Who sings this? Wait, who sings this?
Adele Dazeem.
No, I'm saying in your...
The kids were saying everybody.
The kids.
They had like four microphones, and we're all singing it along.
So
you know?
Kind of like a group effort.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And so the way this thing works, and I've never seen anything like it, is you log on through your smartphone, and you put in your code, and you type in the song, and it has a cue that you can see on the TV.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, you do Into the Unknown, and then whatever song, and then you see the cue, you see whatever song's coming up next. Mm-hmm. And so I always do the classic. Baby Got Back because my daughter is like, because they actually play this at elementary schools because all the kids just hear I Like Big Butts and they get a crack out of it.
Sure. Of course.
So I'm rocking out to this. I like big butts. You know, and then the kids, you know, are just having a great time because daddy's saying I like big butts.
Uh-huh. Sure. Right, you know the whole song?
Oh, yeah.
The whole song.
Well, once this thing kind of kicks off, you can't stop it. It's
what do you mean you can't stop it?
You can't go like to the next song
of
or
course,
anything.
What?
No, not on this. Not
no,
on this
you have
song.
To finish
is
the
it
song,
a hand
Kevin?
Crank? What the hell does this not?
No, so what happens is that you pay for the hour, so I think that has to do with it.
Okay.
So after the hour is done, it automatically stops you down and then you get a knock at the door. It's really weird. Like they know what you're doing.
A knock
there.
At the door.
Yeah.
Is it a secret code?
Well, no, it's for the next person that wants to reserve the room.
Okay.
So then I was just like, oh, you know what? I want to expose my kids to some good music.
I
was just like, so I picked this song. I was like, oh, this would be great. So we're all singing along. And
a karaoke classic.
Yeah, absolutely. And then my older daughter, she's 7. She's an excellent
reader. Wait, were you singing this?
No, it was actually my sister-in-law, who's an excellent
singer. Was singing this song,
which is an
impossible song to sing.
Yeah, but I mean, we're all just having a good time.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, obviously the kids are, you know, what we're concentrating on.
Sure.
You know? So my sister-in-law, she's starting this all-female cover band, and she wants to learn some Lizzo songs. Oh, she is learning some Lizzo songs.
Okay.
So she's like, hey, can we do some Lizzo? And I was just like, oh, you know, as a parent, I was just like, yeah, you know, I know she's 100% that bitch, so anything but that song is all good with me.
Who did my Anaconda Don't Want None earlier. But yeah,
true.
Sure,
that's true.
You know? So she's like, okay, I'll put one in. So we do a couple of other songs. I think we sing like Old Town Road. We sing Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the queue, I was like, good as hell. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's probably
that's a Lizzo song.
Yeah, it's a Lizzo song. But I don't want my kids to be singing on hell, you know what I mean?
You do, I think.
So I you know what? I don't think I do. Mm. So the song starts, and I'm like, oh my God, like I can't let this happen. So
what's your fear on that? Is that they're going to use the word hell, and then they're going to do it in school or something and get in trouble?
Listen, you know when kids, they glom onto something, they're going to sing it at the top of their lungs. So yes, yeah, I don't want my kids at school going, and it's good as hell. So this thing, the song starts, and it comes to this part.
Okay.
And all the adults are like, and then all the kids, so we're all on the microphone, like I'm covering the lyrics.
You're covering the lyrics.
Yeah, because it says hell on there, so I'm covering the lyrics. And then the following day, Zozo, she's, loves this song. Oh. Well, she is a snitch, too.
Yeah,
so she's like, I toss my hair back, check my nails. So now I did, I did my
wish for hell?
My fatherly duty, and I edited on the fly hell from their vocabulary. Hmm. Thank you very much, Father of the Year.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
Shouldn't that be a vote?
Well, you have to go the extra step, and I did, I think.
Well, did they just replace it by running around the house being like, I like big butts?
Yes, I hope so.
All right, that's Father funny. Of the Year then. I feel very positive about my chances to win this game.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. That makes me happy. I feel like you're always wrong.
I have been.
Yes.
Up until now.
This is the Rank Bank, and really quickly, I'll explain. I scour the internet for pop culture lists. I then bring them in, and I have the co-hosts sort of guess what would be on these lists, mm-hmm. to find the top 10, and that's why we have Jensen's Rank Bank.
It's the Rank Bank, and we're gonna count it down. Who will be the winner? Who will be the best around? The Rank Bank is on the air.
Rank Bank.
And we know Kevin doesn't have a prayer.
How dare you.
So join us for the fun. What will be number one? So Jensen, let us know. Come on, let's get it done. The Rank Bank is on the air.
Rank Bank.
All right, with the Super Bowl now behind us, there was a lot of talk about the game, a lot of talk about the foods that mm-hmm. you eat at these parties, and a lot of talk about commercials.
Yes.
And I think we're going to keep the focus on those ads, because this week, thanks to Ranker.com and over 14,000 votes, we are going to go over the most memorable ad slogans of all time. The most memorable ad slogans of all time. Again, we're looking for the top 10, 14,000 votes. So these are, sentences you would hear, catchphrases, things you would hear in commercials.
All right.
Kevin, you will go first.
1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, geez.
I mean, KARS. Come on. How's that?
I mean, it is technically very memorable.
Memorable, yeah.
You are from hell.
How am I from hell? That's the most memorable.
Because now it's in all of our ears for the rest of the year.
Then it should be in the top 10.
Although you are not wrong, it is not even in the top 30. Allie McKay, you will go next.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Number 4.
Oh.
Congratulations. So you now have gotten Wendy's. That was the Wendy's slogan.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Not Wendy.
I mean, it's Wendy's.
Listen,
today.
I'm trying to be current. Also, another pun in that. Okay, moving on. Mugs.
Not really a slogan as much as it is three words.
Okay.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey
this
baby.
This is of all time?
Puppy monkey
this
baby.
Isn't the Super Bowl, right?
No, not
this
of Super Bowl.
This isn't the Super Bowl.
Not of Super Bowl. That does not have the history that many of the slogans on this list have, so that is a
Come
no.
Come on.
Kevin, do you have an answer that's goofier than that?
Pork, the other white meat.
Mmm. Mm.
Not on the list. Aww. Pork, the other white meat, not on the list, but could have been on there based on some
Thank
of these
you.
Other ones. Allie McKay?
It's terrible.
Share a Coke and a smile.
Share a Coke and a smile. Not on the list.
Oh,
what?
We will move on to Mugs.
Just do it.
Just do it. Number 8.
Oh.
Mugs and Allie both on the board. Moving on. Kevin.
I always found this one gross, but it seems to have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Finger licking good. That is a gross slogan. And I love KFC.
Finger licking good.
Yes.
Number 7.
Wow.
Kevin on the board.
Nice.
I got one.
Unreal.
That's a horrible slogan, by the way, just for the record.
A clock is right twice a day. Say. All right, Allie McKay. Everyone with one.
Make a run for the border.
Make a run for the border. Not on the list. Did not make the top 20
Sounds
even.
Racist.
Shockingly. Mugs.
Allie just reminded me of something.
Mm-hmm.
Think outside the bun.
Oh, yeah. Right. Same restaurant.
think outside the bun.
Did not make it.
I think that's more current than not. I'm not saying that everything here is old, but
okay.
Remember, these people are saying the most memorable of all time.
Okay.
Kevin Ryder.
Okay. I'm not positive I have this right, but I think it was Sega. And it was the more you play with it, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
I don't think that was real.
I think it was real.
No, I think theirs was just Sega.
No, this was. Okay.
All right. Maybe something you were told.
That's a good story.
Allie.
I think I'm out.
What?
Allie someone just doesn't even want to play anymore.
Well, I mean, listen, she's a true Mountain Dew head.
I really am.
Unfortunately, not on the list. I'm surprised. I think if you think about it, you got some in here. Mugs.
Budweiser.
Very good pick. Not on the list, but in the top 50. Very good. Very good attempt. We'll do one last round. Kevin Ryder. Are we all just tied up at one?
Yeah.
We are.
Reach out and touch someone.
Sounds
way worse now than it did 10 years ago.
Seems like you have a theme in yours. Not on the list. Reach out and touch someone. Not on the list. Allie McKay.
Just do it.
It was already on the list. You do not get a point for Muggs. Muggs, you can steal it.
Feed the beast.
Not on the list. We will end in a tie, but let's go through the top 10.
I just remembered.
I think you're going to kick yourselves when you hear these, okay? So I pulled clips on some
first,
of them.
First, though.
Yes.
I tied.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a real
Technically,
win for you.
I won.
It's a total win for you in real life.
We all won.
Okay, here we go. The most memorable ad slogans of all time from Ranker.com. 14,000 votes. Let's start with number 15, not on the list. I don't have clips for, but we'll just go through them fast. Good to the last drop. That's from Maxwell House.
Okay.
Taste the rainbow from Skittles.
Sure.
The quicker picker upper from Bounty.
Oh, sure.
My baloney has a first name.
Oh, S-C-A-R.
Oscar Mayer. Good Campbell's soup.
Oh, come on.
All right, now here we go with some serious
ones. That wasn't even in the top 10.
None of those weren't even top 10.
Yikes.
10? How about Got Milk?
That's such
a good one. You even forgot Milk Does Make Your Body Good, which was in the top 30 as well. All right, moving on. Number 9, It Keeps Going and Going and Going. It's the Energizer battery.
They keep going and going and going and going.
I mean something very different to Allie now after her week.
At 8, no clip because they never said it really that much, but Just Do It. Nike, that was the one you guys got. Moving on, number 7. Finger licking good, KFC. You got that one as well. Let's listen to that.
Didn't I tell you it was finger licking good?
That is very gross.
Wow.
Does anyone want to watch
people lick their fingers?
No.
Okay. Especially me. Number 6, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. M&M's. Sure.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Number 5, only you can prevent forest fires, the PSA.
Only you can prevent forest
Really?
Fires.
That one's so famous.
But really?
I'm fine with it. Number 4, where's the beef? Wendy's.
Hey, where's the beef?
Number 3, I'm shocked you didn't get this. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Wow, we're bad. That was pretty short.
That was a pretty good drop. All right, number 2, tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids.
And number 1.
Can I guess our one?
Yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
No, I wish that was.
It's a good read, though. It's a good read.
I wish that was number 1. Instead, you guys missed number 1, the very famous Tony the Tiger Frosted.
That's great.
They're great.
I'm shocked. I mean, you guys didn't do great.
That's terrible, considering like 3 of them in the top 10 were cereals.
I know, but the good news is Kevin got 1.
It's very impressive.
We're number 1. That's not a very good applause.
And that was just
that
ranking.
Was so much fun. And now we're done. The Rank Bank is off the air.
Rank Bank.
Feral, invasive, herpes B carrying rhesus monkeys are invading Florida.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I don't like any of that.
That's a thing.
That you just read.
What do we do?
They're all true of these monkeys. Now, here's the news report from Florida. And the first person that they interview, I would just like you to know that this person has not seen them.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for a good interview.
There's a new resident in the Julington Creek neighborhood of South Jacksonville.
I have not seen them, but that doesn't mean that they're not here.
Okay, great. That's a great start. That's a really good start. Thank you. I haven't seen them, but I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right.
But they are, and they go on.
It's a bigger monkey than I thought it would be.
In all, a dozen reported sightings of a feral invasive monkey species, the rhesus macaque.
The rhesus macaque.
What was it?
The rhesus macaque.
Okay.
Monkey.
Okay. Right? All right.
Now, I don't know why they go on to say that the videos are grainy and pictures are grainy as if they're getting Bigfoot on there.
Yeah,
because
it's
these monkeys literally exist and you see pictures and videos of them. It's insane.
Videos and photographs, some grainy and shaky, shot by homeowners along a trail of a species expansion that is concerning and potentially dangerous.
The potential ramifications are really dire.
When we spoke last year to University of Florida primate scientist Dr. Steve Johnson about the feral monkey population in Central Florida, he cautioned those numbers would grow.
By the way, he's the Tom Hanks of the Fish and Wildlife. You sound like it? Listen.
Now it's happening.
A big male like the one that is in that video that's been seen over in the Jacksonville area, that's an extremely strong, potentially very dangerous animal.
Run behind you!
Not only are the animals physically imposing.
Strong arms, a very strong bite, you know, large canine teeth.
But they carry and shed the herpes B virus, which can be fatal to humans.
What is happening?
These monkeys are sluts.
Okay.
The herpes B is
please,
not.
Please,
I don't
think nope. Please don't monkey shame on our show. No. Don't do that.
This is a real thing.
Wait, you can die from a monkey bite?
From
that
the herpes B virus.
Wow.
I looked it up because it was odd to me, too.
Yeah.
And apparently, if you get bitten, you can start your symptoms up 3 to 7 days or a month later. You don't know.
That's the same as having sex with Kid Rock.
Right. Fever and chills, muscle ache, fatigue, headache. That's all like cold stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then it goes on. Shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, hiccups, death.
Hiccups.
I don't understand hiccups either, but it's in there. And then death. You could literally die from this if they bite you. This is a thing that people have to dodge while living their lives in Florida.
Yeah, sounds bad.
That doesn't seem right.
The monkeys have been a feature of Silver Springs State Park since the late 1930s, when an enterprising tour boat operator released them on a man-made island as a tourist attraction.
And guess what? They're adaptable, they can swim, they left the island.
The monkeys have lived in the park ever since then. They've ranged well beyond the park boundaries over the last 80 years, with sightings as far as Tampa and Apopka. But this is the first time the monkeys have been seen on the first coast.
That is definitely a concern, because I walk the dogs at like 5:30 in the morning, and it's pitch black out.
Carrie Bennett is wary about her new neighbors.
By the way, they are scared because these are bigger than like a large dog.
Yeah.
They're huge.
And by the way, she already knows they're giving people deadly herpes. She should be wary of the monkeys in her neighborhood.
Are they wearing like, you know, night vision goggles? Why is she making a point like it's pitch black out? Like, come on, lady.
If they came after you and they bit you, you don't even know what they have.
Over there.
Others, like Jason Parks, consider them honorary friends.
Jason Parks is why we're all going to go to hell. We're all going to die because of Jason Parks. Listen to this.
My sister named him George.
Whoa. These are deadly monkeys. Yes.
Okay, so let's
My
recap.
My sister named him George.
Let's recap a little. Allie, you were in the news. Okay, so they found one woman who hasn't seen it.
Yep.
They kept on her.
Yeah.
Right.
She has no expertise in this. And then they found a 9-year-old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are two of their experts.
They named them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, in the video, though, they show a whole bunch of them. And when they said that this explorer guy brought them to the island, people go over there and they're like, oh, this is so great. Look at the monkeys. And they're deadly.
I don't think at that point they knew they were
1930s,
deadly.
1930s. No, like but now they're still monkey. Going.
Okay. Well, then
people
that's
are still going
Darwinism,
Florida.
Kevin.
They aren't going anywhere. Huh. 2 years ago, in response to research predicting the population would soon double, state wildlife managers at FWC released a statement saying they support active management to remove these threats.
Okay.
But there is no explicit plan to do that.
All right. Well, good work, Fish and Wildlife.
We'd like to get rid of them, but boy, aren't they cute.
Also, that kid
Johnson
named him
says
George.
Between politics and PETA, FWC is likely wary of wading into those waters.
Because of politics and PETA, they can't control the population of these monkeys of death.
Right.
They're monkeys of death, people.
Monkeys of death. They're
monkeys of death. That's not what you want, right?
No.
Big, scary 15-foot Burmese pythons or nasty feral pigs is one thing, but primates, you know, that look like people that are furry, It's a much more difficult challenge, and I don't envy them one bit.
All right, wait.
They look like
people that are furry.
Oh, I've heard.
Do they look like people that are furry?
This isn't new. I've heard this before.
These are people, but cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Right.
Okay.
I've heard this before.
Yeah, this is a real thing, and they're not doing anything about it.
No. Because they're like people and they're furry.
Then that kid named him George.
I mean, can't do anything at this point. Someone hasn't seen it. A kid named him. It's over.
That's
We're all going to die.
Jensen, where do you find these rappers? Because this is a bizarre feature.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You guys know about SoundCloud. We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. It's kind of this epicenter of emerging hip-hop artists who have face tattoos.
That's where we got Elon Musk.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk is on there.
Right?
I mean, there's a lot of rappers who...
You ever heard Elon Musk?
Oh, Allie was out
Tesla
for way
guy?
Too long.
Yes,
she was out for
Tesla
way too long.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's rapping now?
It's, yeah, like
Do
a
we
tech,
have time? Or?
I mean, I guess. Let's try it if we can find it.
Oh,
he's.
No.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's rap as much as it is like EDM repetitively it's, him
yeah.
saying the same thing over and over again with auto-tune on his voice.
Did he mean to make this or someone made it of him
saying
something?
Oh, no, he made
something?
It.
Well, luckily, here it is.
This is it. Don't doubt your vibe because it's true. So you got that going.
I mean, you get the gist.
I will never buy a Tesla just because of that.
Just because of that song.
That is horrible.
Well, that is real. Okay,
really?
So that's a real thing.
Yes.
But on
okay.
SoundCloud, you can't tell the difference. Like if I told you Elon Musk had a song, you'd be like, it could be real, could be fake.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We go on to SoundCloud and we figure out if this is the name of a SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up.
SoundCloud rapping.
Rapping.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Happening.
I'm so hard and I'm so thug, there's no way to be stopping it. Rapping about weed and bitches and hoes. We've even got dumb names, cause that's how it goes.
Coo-coo.
SoundCloud rapper. Or something Jensen made up.
Thug life.
We've done this before.
Is this technically Thug Life?
I mean, it feels it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when he says it, it feels very real. In the past, we've done this. We've brought up names like Little Booty Call, Little Soda Boy, Little Windex, Little Toenail. Those are all real.
All of those are real.
Those are all real.
Unbelievable.
So I have a brand new list of names that are either truly the name of a SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up.
Okay.
We ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
First up, Fiji McIntosh.
Fiji McIntosh.
Is Fiji McIntosh the name of a real SoundCloud rapper or something that on the way to work I said, that sounds dumb?
Aren't those two kinds of apples?
Those are two kinds of apples.
Mm. Well, how do you like them apples?
Great detective work.
I think he's real. And I think if you listen to him once a day, it keeps the doctor away.
All right. Okay. Allie rhyming her answers.
I'm going to say fake.
The answer
is that, up.
That rapper, Fiji McIntosh. Is real.
What?
He's from Canton, Ohio, and here's a little glimpse of his music.
When it's time nice like this, too much on my conscience.
Okay, that's enough. That's good.
Right.
Okay, moving on. So we know that one is real. The second one, Def Goldblum.
Def
Goldblum, clearly a play on the actor's name, Jeff Goldblum. Is Def Goldblum a real SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up?
That's too funny. I'm going to say you made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound real because I feel like SoundCloud rappers aren't that clever.
Well,
what?
You might be right. That is not a real rapper.
Okay, good.
That is not a real rapper. That is something I made up. Okay, number three.
SoundCloud rapper or something Jensen made up.
Number three, Little Blender. Is Little Blender, remember L-I-L, Little Blender, is Little Blender a real SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up?
Little Blender.
Little Blender.
I think that's going to be
say real.
Real. Yeah,
why?
For sure. Because it's Lil.
Anything Lil is,
anything
is real.
Anything
Lil.
We're
both going
rapper.
Real.
It's a fake rapper I made up on the way to work.
Little Blender.
Little Blender.
I want him to be real.
Someone could easily take that on. So again, we see the difference between real and fake when it comes to SoundCloud rappers. Very thin line.
SoundCloud rapper or something Jensen made up.
Number four, Splurge. Is Splurge a real SoundCloud rapper or something I made up?
Splurge.
Sounds like an energy drink.
I feel like that's going to be real.
I'm going to go fake. It doesn't get me.
It doesn't...
Doesn't understand you.
Every real one gets you?
Yeah.
Splurge is real.
He's
from East Arlington, Texas.
Went up like a balloon, went pecky seal like a cocoon. I'm a young ass tycoon.
Very hard to find a clip without a bad word in that one.
That was awesome, though, that he rhymed tycoon and cocoon.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Referencing the Steve Guttenberg movie, I'm sure.
Sure.
All right, moving on. Insomniac Lambs. Is Insomniac Lambs name that I made up or a true SoundCloud rapper?
See, because when you have insomnia, you're counting
you're
sheep.
Counting sheep.
Which is not, right.
I'm going to say you made that up because it's too clever.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's real. Mm. It speaks to me.
Insomniac Lambs from Cincinnati. That is a real SoundCloud rapper. Let's listen to him. Again, I think we have to look over all the lyrics.
Are you just playing the same guy?
I think it's the same guy.
Over the same clip.
It's the same clip over and over again. The next one. I really practiced this one at home. Mm-hmm. Booty Chain. It has four A's in it. So Booty Chain, all spelled normal, but four A's. Is Booty Chain a real SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up?
I mean, I feel like four is a lot of A's.
Okay.
Like three, I would have believed it.
Booty Chain?
No, he's fake.
Okay.
He's fake.
Booty Chain is real.
What?
It's a female. She calls herself the Black Lara Croft. This is what her music sounds like.
If it's beef, then it's pummel. I'ma see it as tomorrow. I'ma come through in your combo, and I hit you with a combo.
Okay.
I hate that.
No, it was pretty good.
I don't love it.
Booty Chain. All right, couple more. Lithuanian loser, and the S in loser is a dollar sign.
Mm.
Lithuanian loser, S is a dollar sign. Real or fake?
Mm. It's very descriptive.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's real.
I'm going to say it's made up.
It's fake. I made that one up. Lithuanian loser. Two left. It's okay to cry. All of the letters are capitalized. It's okay to cry. Real or fake? SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up?
It's okay to cry. Mm-hmm. All the letters are capital.
Yes.
It makes a real declarative sentence.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to cry.
It is okay to cry, and I say yes, sir.
Okay.
I think that's real.
That is real. Yes. That is Denver. He's from Denver. Play the clip.
Life suck. Oh, well, true dad.
It must be so hard to get your music noticed now that there's so many different people on SoundCloud.
Every song sounds exactly the same. Yeah, that is also a problem.
Wow.
Lastly, you ready?
Yes.
He's from Los Angeles. I can only give you that hint.
Okay.
Nick Cannon. Is Nick Cannon a SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up?
You just made it up.
Yeah, Nick Cannon doesn't exist.
Oh, no, Nick Cannon is a SoundCloud rapper.
What?
Let's listen to him.
Call Kim, somebody get Haley, and that other kid you raising that ain't even your baby.
To be honest, that music is so bad, I thought it was fake, but that was a real one.
Wow.
Nick Cannon truly does rap on SoundCloud, and it's garbage.
Oh, that's when he was going after Eminem.
Yes, yes. Very, very bad. But that was SoundCloud rapper or something I just made up.
Cuckoo! SoundCloud rapper or something Jensen made up.
Thug Life. And Ellie is back. What's happening?
Kevin just announced Incubus heading out on tour.
All right.
With 311 and Bad Flower.
All right.
Okay.
I'm into that.
Pre-sale starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. local. If you're wondering about an L.A. date, how about Irvine, California at Five Point Amphitheater?
Me like it.
You've conquered that word.
Did I say it?
You did great.
Oh, thank you so much. That is happening on Saturday, July 18th, you guys. So
I would like to see it.
I think a lot of people would like to see it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because first of all, Incubus will sell out wherever they're going. 311 will sell out wherever they're going.
Right.
Bad Flower just rocks. So to get them on a tour with all those eyeballs, this is going to be big.
It's a good show.
Yes.
Very good show. We support it. We appreciate it.
It's a good year for live music.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It seems like musicians know that we need them this year, I think, more than ever. Guys, they're back.
Backstreet Boys?
All right. Yeah, no, they have been not been available in the U.S. since 2012, but they're coming back summer 2020. What am I talking about?
The monkeys with herpes?
Dunkaroos.
Oh, Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos, you guys. Yeah! Remember those kangaroo-themed cookies? And
of course.
You'd
dunk
them
into the frosting,
sure.
And then everyone would be happy. You guys, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Nobody seems to care.
I'm excited.
I mean, we're all excited.
Other than leave and go get them.
Yeah.
Well, we can.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Coming back, though, summer of 2020.
I see.
But, okay.
I mean, it's a huge, huge deal for people that love greatness.
Does anyone think about foods they want back? Like, does this come up? Because it comes up in my mind all the time. Because I think of one, Squeeze-Its. Do you remember Squeeze-Its? They were like these juices in like kind of like almost like a waxy kind of bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of like the juice box for kids?
Yeah, but like a Coca-Cola bottle.
Right.
That full of sugar.
You think about that all the time?
All the time. I'm always like, when is Squeeze-Its coming back?
Such a weird thing.
Think about it way too much. And then my other one is Snapple made something called the Whipper Snapple. Mm-hmm. And it was only out for like a really small time. And it was like a blended juice Snapple. And I always wonder if that's coming back. Those are the two I always think of.
All right.
Okay, how about you, Allie? Anything from you?
No.
Come on, Allie.
Kevin,
anything
bye-bye.
From you?
No, I don't sit around
Destiny?
Thinking what should come
Destiny,
back.
Destiny, do you ever think about foods that should come back? Okay. She's saying no. Okay. Dave, if you're listening, do you ever think about foods coming back? Not listening.
David, say the McRib. I'll speak for him.
Okay. Anyone?
It does come back.
It does, but yeah.
Anyone on the show? Squeeze-Its. Anyone?
No.
All right. Fair enough.
It's you.
All right.
Okay.
Think about it at least once a month.
No.
I do. Squeeze-Its.
I'm sure if you gave me some time and my brain wasn't as foggy as it is right now, mm-hmm. I could think of something, but...
Zimas?
No.
Zimas, yeah.
No. Really?
That was the S.
Crystal Pepsi? It came back a little bit for Stranger Things, but...
No.
Okay. No, those are terrible.
Nobody wants any of that.
No. But Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos, yeah.
Okay.
In.
Thank you, Dunkaroos.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough, everyone. People right. love making me feel like I'm alone, huh?
I mean, we're not making anything happen.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, Rosie.
Well, speaking of sad, Shannon Doherty, who was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, and then by all accounts beat it, everything was great, doing wonderful, has revealed that she actually has cancer, and she's had it the whole time that she was filming the 90210 reboot. She just didn't want to tell anyone.
That's a bummer.
And it's stage four.
Oh, man.
And she wanted to keep it to herself. She told a couple people on the show, but she wanted to let people know that you could still keep working. You can still keep doing things, even when you get such a horrible, horrible, I mean, stage four.
Yeah.
That is terrifying, but... She said, you know, people are going to be hearing about this in a matter of days or weeks. So she wanted to come out and say it and have people hear it from herself. So she was on Good Morning America this morning and she made the announcement. Very sad.
That's a sucky announcement to have to make.
It is.
I do miss Squeeze-Its. They're very good. It was like...
We were just talking about a very serious topic.
God. Oh, I'm sorry. I honestly didn't hear any of it. I was still thinking of Squeeze-Its. I'm sorry.
Talking about a stage four cancer diagnosis.
Damn it. Damn it, I should be looking rather than Googling about Squeeze-Its.
Wow.
You're right. That was bad of me.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Not my best work.
I don't even...
I'll definitely...
You should show yourself out.
Okay, yeah. I'll work harder.
Guys, Domino's Australia has created an 18-carat yellow and white gold pizza engagement ring. Eat it. The pizza consists of cheese and pepperoni rubies. Said to be worth $9,000. Do you guys want to get a pizza engagement ring?
Hold on. I have a question. Are you saying I'm
you
confused.
Have me a pizza, but it's a strange.
Do I eat it?
Or no.
It's a ring.
It's $9,000. Like for people that are like, oh, my brand is pizza.
You're right, they're the worst people,
I'm the pizza eater.
No.
I love pizza.
Right.
What are you all about? I'm about pizza. Okay, come on.
No, stop it.
Loving pizza isn't a brand. It's just
stop
something
it.
You enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's happening, so enjoy that.
Nope.
What about a Squeeze-It?
I would do that. I mean, I'm so happy you brought that up.
You weirdo. Some birthdays for you. Rob Corddry, Oscar De La Hoya, and Hannibal Buress, and that's what's happening.
Michael Snyder joins us next to tell us about new TV shows in February you might want to watch.
It's Brother Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brother Mike.
Brother Mike joins us.
Hey.
How's it, everybody?
Michael Snyder, welcome.
So I have entered contagion, I feel.
This is
not good.
It's a room of death.
This is not good.
Yeah.
So the other thing I want to say, as a fan, of course, of Kevin Abena, I represent the fans here. I'm repping the fans. I was here a month ago, and that shot clock said 5.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been a month.
Uh-huh.
It only says 10.
Right.
Well, can we add you to it? Because you just said Kevin and Bean.
I think he was referencing the old show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm long term.
I've become pretty much a judge
kind
in saying
the arbiter. Yeah.
If they say I was a big fan of Kevin and Bean, that's a reference to the old show. Uh-huh. That's fine. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, Kevin, step up the bad.
Yeah, he's
step
doing great.
Step up the bad.
I need more bad.
Okay.
It's been a month.
He was on the line yesterday. Again, I had to check.
It was very close.
He got
close,
but he's got to say at least.
I stopped myself.
The or ka. I got to hear the start of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I'm doing well, and people are rooting against me, and that's an odd thing.
That's the joy of this show,
is
though.
It? Okay.
It is
all
the
right.
bad.
I'm happy at double digits. Let's see where we go next.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Michael is here. He's a senior editor of Variety, mm-hmm. and we are asking him to come in from time to time and tell us about new TV shows that are debuting this month.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of TV, as Jensen always says.
Someone said too much.
And so, honestly, when you had me in, like, I had to cull down the number of shows to talk about, because I could have talked about a dozen more. There are a lot of great shows coming up, and returning shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Homeland that you definitely should get back into.
Homeland is still on?
Yes.
Still on
TV.
Final season.
I love that show.
I feel like
they keep saying final season.
Yeah. Well, they've killed off most of the characters, but Carrie Matheson is still alive.
Okay.
So one more go-round starting this Sunday. But I'm here to talk about new shows.
Okay.
So I've mixed it up. First off, I've got one that's already on the air that I want you to check out that you probably haven't heard of, and then a couple new ones that are debuting in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So the one that you should check out that's already on the air is this little show on Freeform. Now, I'm not exactly the kind of guy who you would expect watches Freeform.
You know, big Pretty Little Liars head?
I am screwing with their demos a little bit, middle-aged white guy. But nonetheless, this is a show that everyone should check out. It's called Everything's Gonna Be Okay. It's by this creator named Josh Thomas, who also stars in the show. He plays an Australian who moves to the U.S. And meets up with his estranged father and his two stepsisters. But then his father suddenly dies, and he becomes the legal guardian to these two teens, one of whom is on the spectrum. And it's a really interesting show. And that it's not morbid. It sounds like it's a dark premise.
It does sound dark.
It's actually a very uplifting show. And the characters they're awkward. They're real. The situations they're in are sometimes weird. But the show feels really honest. And, you know, it's definitely worth your time. I think we got a clip.
Interesting.
Hello. I will be doing Dad's eulogy.
Well, I have autism. Dad used to get frustrated when I always made things about myself. But he is dead now. Surprise.
I mean,
wow!
I don't know if you sold it right.
Wow!
I feel like that sounds very sad.
Wow!
Well, it's kind of dark and a little funny. It's a little inappropriate, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, these young people who, you know, they're just normal people.
They're doing the best they can
in sort of these bizarre situations, and, you know, it takes tragedy. It takes sort of like the normal parts of life and makes it funny, but also makes it relatable.
I have a hilarious clip. Do you want to hear mine?
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
So in case you guys are thinking...
That's episode two.
Oh, okay.
But, but nonetheless, that's one that you should definitely check out.
Everything's going to be okay.
It's actually on Freeform and on Hulu right now.
Never even heard of it, so good pick.
Same.
So there you go. So that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. So next up, so you guys, you like the McDonald's, right?
Love.
Mm. Yeah. They're a sponsor, so we love the McDonald's.
Oh, no, love it anyway.
It's the best.
You also love the bizarre Florida crimes.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you love the true crimes. Well, mm-hmm. let me introduce you to McMillions, a new docuseries that just launched last night, actually, on HBO. So the first episode is now available to stream. So you guys remember that Monopoly game that McDonald's used to do?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I remember as a kid. Like, I used to go there, used to get my McDLT, which, by the way, side note, RIP McDLT.
They were good.
They were good.
What letters there?
Well, I don't know why they got rid of that sandwich. Mm-hmm.
RIP McDLT.
Nonetheless, there is no McDLT anymore. But I didn't have a chance in hell of winning. None of you guys have a chance at hell of winning.
What?
Because it turns out that McDonald's, that Monopoly game, it was all rigged.
What?
Was it the guy that worked at McDonald's or something?
So it was a guy who was in security who was involved with the actual administration of the game, a separate company. But nonetheless, this was an ex-cop who built a nationwide conspiracy of rigging the Monopoly contest at McDonald's. And he actually succeeded for a while. Millions of dollars.
Awesome.
People across the country. So we were introduced to some of the people who were actually involved in the conspiracy.
For real. Okay.
These are not the smartest folks in the world.
How did they pull it off?
So that's why you got to watch. It's really interesting. It's a fascinating cast of characters. Even there's an FBI agent who's just bizarrely goofy. It's one of the more interesting docuseries we've seen. The Mafia is even involved. It's got everything.
Great.
So we've got a clip.
Uncle Jerry was getting the tickets and selling them to other people.
This is $1 million winning ticket, and he's got it in a Ziploc sandwich bag that's not even Zip.
Somebody offers you $1 million, you're going to take it. Unless you got to kill somebody, then you might not. And I might not be interested.
Might not. I saw Allie's eyes perk up. The second killing was involved.
So that's real?
So that is real. It's a true story. It's a multi-part docuseries that continues next week on HBO. But you can stream that first episode. It's a lot of fun. So if you like your true crime and you like your comedy, it's sort of an interesting mix.
And I do remember that when the article went viral, I think I read the rights went to like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck or something. Like some huge name ended up purchasing the rights to the movie.
I believe Mark Wahlberg is actually involved.
A bunch of people were bidding on it.
Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, they all have the same accent.
One of those East Coast dudes. Yeah. So that is a lot of fun. There's even like remember the movie Argo? There's a sting operation.
Right?
So even in this first episode, they create a fake film crew to go film a fake commercial in order to get one of these winners on the record to talk about how he won. It's fun.
Sounds great.
So speaking of fun, so some of you guys have kids, right?
Yes.
So I know Jensen, you've got a young one.
Yep.
So Destiny, you have
Yes.
Oh. Don't do it. Don't.
She has a dozen. She has a dozen kids.
She has a child. Nailed it.
Would you say you nailed that?
He dabbed. Like the white man that he is, he just dabbed.
So there's a show coming to Fox.
Here's what I will say, though. I like that you deliver the punchline and give yourself credit at the same time.
He was committed.
I was going to get
nailed it.
Why am I the only one who makes the Destiny's Child joke on this show?
Twice.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it. Sorry, Destiny.
But how... You think it has legs, do you? That joke?
You know, it's it's a runner.
Okay.
It's a runner.
Okay.
Like Kaliki Mokka.
Right.
So we got Lego Masters coming to Fox.
Okay.
This is a fun, fun show.
I saw this commercial during the Super Bowl a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't tell if it's fun or super bad.
You watched it. Yeah, it's fun, and it plays with some of the tropes of these competition reality shows.
Okay, so it's cheesy?
It's a little, but it's Will Arnett. So you know how Will Arnett is. He's great. He's fun. He's kind of having fun with the whole process. He's turning the whole competition show upside down. But at the same time, it's a real competition show. These people actually make these amazing Lego creations in the course of 15 hours. So there's a legit competition at the heart of it, including a big cash prize. But they don't take themselves too seriously.
Great.
You can watch with your family, watch with your kids. It's a great show to bring in, you know, even the adults. You don't have to have a kid to watch this show. So Lego Masters, we got a little clip.
You've been chosen because you're the best of the best. And I've been chosen because I'm Batman. Your next challenge is Dream Park Theme Park.
We're about to bring something you've never seen before.
No.
Whoa!
Wow. Holy brick.
Nope.
Did
the guy just say holy brick?
Yeah, that clip probably doesn't do it justice.
Well,
it's definitely worth your time.
It's fun.
So it's fun.
I couldn't tell. It was like, it's going to be one or the other. It's either going to be fun and a little cheesy or it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it's a little bit of all that. I mean, it's on after The Masked Singer. So it's sort of, you know, it's the same audience probably, and it's worth your time. So,
great.
So one more pick for you guys now. So you guys watch Mr. Robot?
Yes, love.
Yeah, so Sam Esmail, who is the creator of Mr. Robot, is the executive producer of Briar Patch, which is coming to USA. It stars Rosario Dawson as a no-nonsense political consultant who returns to her quirky border town Texas home after her sister is murdered. And from there, she tries to investigate the crime, figure out what happened. Turns out her sister was involved in some conspiracy. A few more murders happen. And it's
interesting.
It's a really interesting, it's darkly comedic, you know, sort of got an Elmore Leonard vibe. You know, a lot of quirky characters. I think it'd definitely be up your alley, Kevin. So why don't we listen to a clip?
Miss Dale, you really have been gone a long time.
12 years.
You sticking around?
Till I find out what happened to my sister.
Oh.
What the hell happened?
It appears
Someone just blew up the landlady.
Oh, no.
Another good pick. That sounds great.
Yeah, so that's a show coming to USA. And then a bonus pick for you. We don't have a clip, but you guys love the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, folks, and you love Community, right?
Yes.
So, some of the writers and creators behind those two shows are behind Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet.
I've never heard of that.
That's coming to Apple TV this Friday. It's sort of it's a mix of Silicon Valley meets Community meets Sunny, and it's all about sort of the video game world. F. Murray Abraham is in it. Danny Pudi from Community. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny stars as well. Charlie Day is one of the producers additionally. It's a fun show, and that's another one worth your time if you got your little Apple TV.
Wow.
Good picks.
Who's got this much time?
No one. Absolutely
Michael does.
No one. Yeah,
Michael
just
does.
Him.
I watch it for you guys.
Thank you.
You can follow Michael Snyder on Twitter at Franklin Avenue. He is a senior editor at Variety, and he has just stepped into the death room. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Popo's out, guys.
I was going to say, it's a little weird for Allie to have been gone for a full week, because everything we talk about, she goes, huh?
Yeah.
What? I was only gone Thursday and Friday.
I know.
And Monday.
A lot happens.
But I missed
a lot. Yeah, well, you know, someone says when you miss something, you got to pick up the podcast.
I've heard that, yeah.
Oh.
I figured out pretty quickly that being a 40-year-old and biting my nails doesn't necessarily compute to people. It looks weird to have a grown-ass man just, like, biting on his nails.
Yeah.
And it's just a bad habit. And also, I'm not, like, you know, like a slave to addiction or anything. So it's weird that I have this still.
And you've been doing it since when?
I couldn't tell you. Since childhood.
Okay.
Like since I was little.
Have you been fighting it since childhood?
No, I think that it just hit me that it's something to not do.
Oh, okay.
Like it just struck me to say, I think this is a good New Year's resolution. And so not a guy who normally has a resolution or follows one, but I decided I'm going to do it. 27 or 26 days later, I had these fully grown out nails. They were beautiful. I was really impressed with myself.
Yeah, you were painting them in between segments.
Yeah,
it was a lot. It was
I had
a lot.
The, like a little rhinestone on each of them. And then at the last minute, I started biting.
No.
Yeah, I gave
it. Is it times of stress?
I couldn't tell. I know it's when I'm in traffic.
Okay.
But what happens is you get one little snag on one and you're like, oh, a snag. I should fix that. And then you're biting it and then you're like, oh, I'm biting my nails. And then you're just like bloody and you can't even use your hands. And you're thinking about amputation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes.
What? A lot.
It really spirals out of control.
Say something about amputation?
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
So what I did instead of doing that is I came on the radio and I said, hey, listen, is there a way that listeners can help me figure out how to stop biting my nails?
Okay.
And the kind of like the large answer, almost everyone said this kind of like nail polish that you put on your fingers, and when you taste it, it tastes awful.
It is weird when we ask for advice sometimes, and we get all different kinds. This one, singular thing.
Right down the middle, everyone said the same thing. So I bought it.
Okay.
Brought it into the station, didn't put it on yet. Had Muggs taste it. Muggs, what did it taste like?
It was disgusting, bitter, garbage nail polish.
Okay.
It's like nail polish remover if you got it out of the garbage.
Yes.
And it stays on your tongue for like, it was like on my tongue for like 10 minutes afterwards.
Oh, dear.
And that was what the review said on Amazon, is like, it's not even the first taste that's bad. It's like that you still have it in your mouth for like hours.
Okay. Yeah.
So I put it on that day, walked out of the studio. Didn't bite my nails.
Okay.
Okay, did you think about it?
Tons of times.
Okay, you did.
Went for it, and then tasted it and was like, oh! And then I had to get, like, gallons of water to sort of get it out of the taste out of my mouth.
Okay.
But here's what I didn't see coming.
Uh-oh.
When I was eating foods...
Oh, no.
...with my hands, I then would move it to my mouth.
Oh.
Say that it's, like, Doritos chips.
What a way to work to ruin food.
Or pizza, or anything that I'm using my fingers on, I'm tasting... the nail polish with the food.
Oh, that's awful.
It tastes awful. It honestly tastes like I'm licking aluminum just over and over again, and on that aluminum is snot.
That's a good band, by the way, Licking Aluminum.
Right. But
and snot?
I haven't bit my... I stopped biting my nails.
Okay.
But
and
now
it's ruining, now it's ruining food, though.
I've lost 30 pounds in 3 days. But I don't know if... I, and also, I haven't put on the polish today.
Okay. Yeah, oh, that was my question. Do you have to do it every day?
It doesn't appear that way because it's still there.
It's still on there.
They still taste terrible.
I would assume that will stay on there long past your death. I would assume that'll stay on there for like a millennium.
You still taste it?
I just tasted a finger and it tastes just like it did when I put it on the first time yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
I mean, besides the taste, the appearance of Jensen's nails are quite fabulous.
They look glossy.
They are very shiny.
They're very lovely.
I mean, putting the Chiefs logo on one of the nails was a decision I made, but it does look very good. But I am surprised that my nails are still strong, though, after years of just picking them apart. But they're growing in a bit. Right?
You're growing in a bit, sure.
Are you becoming a big boy?
I think I am a big boy. Allie, will you taste it?
No, thank you.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
So Pam Anderson, married.
Yes.
What a lovely story, huh?
We had celebrated it when it was announced.
Yeah.
She knew this man for like 30 years.
They had dated a long time ago.
Yeah.
And 35 years ago, yeah.
If we want to celebrate true love for anyone, it should be Pam Anderson.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And then they split.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? They already split up.
No, the one she just married we're talking about.
Because we talked about it last week, so that would be weird.
Yeah, they announced it on the 20th of January.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 1st of February, they announced that they're splitting. What?
He was a film producer, John Peters, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's the news report.
Okay. We start off with Brandon Thomas Lee sending his best wishes to mom Pamela Anderson after her surprise marriage to movie mogul John Peters.
Okay, so it was a surprise marriage.
Yeah. To them, though?
I don't know. Okay. That's a good question.
Okay. Brandon's saying in a statement to Fox News that he is incredibly happy for his mom, adding that he's wishing them luck in this next chapter. Pamela secretly married John on Monday. Her publicist telling people, quote, they're very much in love.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Okay. You see they're very much in love.
Good to hear.
You know, it can be difficult sometimes when you're a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is her fifth marriage and his third. Their wedding comes 30 years after the couple first dated and a few months after they rekindled their relationship.
Is there a number at which you say, maybe not for me?
I think 5, definitely.
Seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like 4, possibly 3.
Right. Right.
They've been keeping the romance out of the spotlight up until now. And about his love for his new bride, John told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, there are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick.
Oh.
Okay, take it easy.
Wow. He sounds very chill.
You're 700.
Wow. Yeah, he sounds chill.
Stop.
Isn't that a shock? Who says that out loud? Mm-hmm. Even if you think it, you would never say that out loud.
There are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick. But for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
For 35 years, he said no to all other women who he could have had.
It started a little rough on the quote, but he ended it romantically.
Pining away for 35 years, so you're going to make that work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she makes me wild in a good way. She inspires me. Meanwhile, Pamela expressed her love with a poem in which she calls John the original bad boy of Hollywood and admits that his life used to scare her, but now they're both ready to love each other without any conditions.
That's sweet.
A sweet story there. We, of course, are very happy for them. Wish them the best.
Yeah, they broke up.
By the end of the story?
Yes.
Okay, by the end
of the
report, yeah.
So. Is it because he can't steer a boat with his wiener?
Probably.
And that's something she looks for in a man?
I don't know, but it just seems like if you're going to get married.
Yeah.
What's the minimum amount of time that you should be able to make it work? A year?
I would feel a year feels about right.
Yeah.
A year feels like you gave it a shot and you've went through sort of the motions of living together. And,
right.
Yeah.
Even if you know pretty early it's not going to work.
Because we were saying earlier, 12 days, they were fighting 6 of those.
Right.
Yeah.
They had to be.
And a couple of those were just post-marital bliss.
Yeah.
Like, you get just a couple days of
a
high.
Like, sleeping in and just doing it.
I think the other thing I would say is you don't, like, one preface. If there's, like, abuse or something, obviously
yes,
we don't want you to stick it out for
a
year.
Agreed.
Sure.
But there are sort of seasons to relationships. Like, you want to feel it out. 12 days doesn't feel like a season.
Well, no. There's, like, three-day seasons. Three-day spring, three-day summer.
Four of them, right?
Right.
Three-day fall.
Right.
Well, Pam Anderson?
Yes.
Right. She did not make
12
it.
12 days, you guys.
We've done this phone topic before where we have listeners call in at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us the shortest marriage that they've ever had.
Yes. Because
the shortest.
Britney Spears married a guy named Jason Alexander who wasn't the guy from Seinfeld.
Right.
And wish it was.
I wish it was,
and
too.
And that was like a 24-hour thing
something
in Vegas
like that.
Or something
Vegas
like that?
Drunk at a chapel or whatever. But I what is there a famous one that you could think of that's less than that? 24
How long
hours?
Was
no.
Kardashian with that basketball guy?
Oh, Chris Humphries?
Yes.
That was very short as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I think
it wasn't
was
24 hours.
Yeah, I think it was longer.
It was longer than 12 days, wasn't it?
There have to be listeners that have done like 40 minutes after a Vegas marriage and been like, this was a bad idea, right? Like as soon as Molly wears off and you're like, nope, not for me.
I'm married to the Molly?
Yeah, nope.
Time for one last look at what's happening with Allie.
I've been thinking about this since I did the story about how Dunkaroos
They haven't been available in the U.S. since 2012. Mm-hmm. They're coming back summer of 2020.
Okay.
Been That's thinking this about this. Uh-huh. So if you don't know what Dunkaroos are, first of all, where were you?
How dare you?
Do you have a childhood?
They're essentially the kangaroo-shaped cookies, and then there was a little cutout that you would dip into the frosting. Some had sprinkles. It kind of depends which one you got.
It was magic.
Was there ever enough frosting?
No.
Never,
no,
right?
No, of course not.
And we're so much fatter since 2012.
Correct, yes.
My question is, they got to make the frosting tin bigger, right?
But you're insinuating that they won't because we're fatter?
No, I'm saying if they just bring it back,
yeah,
they
the evolution.
Just bring back Dunkaroos.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But they've got to bring it back for the times, right?
For fatties.
For fatties. Okay.
Make it bigger.
For us.
Yes.
And I think the thinnest person right now listening would still agree, never enough frosting.
You got too much dip on your chip.
Agreed.
So we need to now say Dunkaroos thrilled your back.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we need?
Step up your frosting game.
We need probably double the frosting.
Okay. Double it is what you're saying.
Maybe double's a lot.
Double seems like a lot.
Just give me the frosting. I don't need the Dunkaroos.
You don't want the what? Cookies?
I'll just eat the frosting.
No one eats the frosting
okay, that's
straight.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I'm being judged by Kevin on this. I'm in deep trouble.
That's right. How you know.
Never mind.
Maybe we half it. We make it half size bigger.
Okay, so you're saying 150%?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
one
know.
One and a half times? That's
yes,
what you're saying?
Half,
yes. I don't know what you're saying.
Google it.
I don't know what I'm saying when you make it math. You just make it
one
half.
And a half times.
Yeah.
A half time bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so 150%.
Okay.
Who's with me, guys? Dunkaroos, back. We need more frosting.
I'm in.
That's the bottom line.
I'll accept it.
Okay. Do you guys remember last year when I told you about how they figure out with technology the perfect face? It's like the closer ratio of a person's face to 1.618, the more beautiful they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they measure the length and the widths of a person's face, then divide
the results.
I'm already
in trouble at that point.
It's insane how they do this.
Yeah.
But they determined last year that Bella Hadid was the most beautiful woman in the world, just according to where her eyebrows were, where her mouth was, how everything lined up. It's the closest to the ancient Greeks' idea of perfection.
Okay.
The girl of my dreams.
I don't know what took them so long, but now they know the perfect male face, you guys. Who is the most handsome man? Who is the closest to the ancient Greeks' idea of perfection?
Richie!
Is it Richie?
It is not Richie Valens, all but right.
Juana Man? Is it Juana Man?
Juana Man, no, just off the top 20 right there.
Perfect man.
Yeah.
My name is Jim. I am homeless.
That's great. Nope, Jim is not on the list.
Oh, I have a guess.
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi.
Again, it's John Bon Jovi, okay. But you go Jovi because that's how we pronounced it growing up. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Jesus.
I mean, hard to say no to Jesus.
Male face.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Eusebio Puig.
Great face. No, not Eusebio.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's not even a person.
Damn it.
And it's just a square.
Boba Fett.
And is it Boba Fett?
No, that's not even how to pronounce it.
Damn it.
My sister Yvette.
Oh, that's Sister Yvette.
Sister Yvette? No.
Is it his Sister Yvette?
No.
Is it best male face?
No.
Damn it.
It's not.
All right. Well, then you tell me.
All right.
Vin Diesel
is not even on the list here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, it's Twilight star Robert Pattinson.
Okay. All right.
I mean, okay. I don't have any problem with that.
Sure.
Okay. Here's what's interesting.
It seems to be like Bella Hadid and Robert Pattinson. There's so many different people that are so beautiful, just as beautiful as them.
But mathematically.
Whatever.
Not so much. In second place, Henry Cavill.
Okay.
Okay.
So he was Jesus, wasn't he?
I think that's
Is that the other
that's
guy?
That's a different person, yeah.
Similar name.
Yeah.
That's a different person.
Bradley Cooper follows that up. Then Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Hugh Jackman, David Beckham, Idris Elba.
Now we're just going through the world's beautiful people from the last 10 years.
Then I get to this name, Kanye West.
No.
And what? Ryan Gosling. Why is Kanye even in that list of people? Stop.
This sounds like a list of popular people.
That's what it does sound like, yeah. Because you wouldn't call Kanye the best-looking guy unless you included his talent or
he's
personality.
He's not bad-looking.
He's got 87.94.
Huh. Hmm. Mathematically.
Mathematically, the closer, again, the ratio of a person's face is to 1.618.
Where did Muggs come in?
17th.
Oh. 17th is pretty good, Muggs.
I expected higher.
Congrats. Out of guys named Muggs.
Wow.
Oh, wow. They found that many people, huh?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
DJ Muggs.
Right. That's it. That's it. It's 15 times, then you.
Feel good about that.
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
Good input.
Question.
Yes.
Your alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sound?
Music.
Music.
My mind's set to music.
Yes. Okay. A specific song?
No.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Jensen?
Just a playlist.
I have tried music before, and nothing wakes me up the same as just hearing the beeps. Yeah.
Okay. So you're a beep?
I'm a beep as well.
You're a beep
as
well?
I have two beep backups, though.
Okay.
So I have music, and then a beep by my bed, and then a beep in the... bathroom that I have to get up to turn off.
I have for years at four. It's like about to go off, and then I notice, and then it goes.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
And then I wake up. I'm immediately like, oh.
Understandable.
Okay.
Well, Australian researchers found participants who reported waking up to an alarm that went beep, 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 like Jensen and like Muggs, reported higher levels of grogginess than those who awoke to melodic alarms.
That explains it.
The theory is a beeping alarm might disrupt or confuse our brain activity as we wake up.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's jarring. Yes. Absolutely. And a more melodic sound or a song might actually help us wake up more effectively.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that? Or it just doesn't wake you up?
No, it doesn't. Sometimes I just, it like gets into my dream. It just blends into what I'm thinking, and then I'm hours later.
You need to be jarred.
Yes.
Awake.
Yeah. I do have, like Kevin, I have a backup old school alarm clock with the bells on top that just goes.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
Wow.
That's like for emergencies, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean for emergencies?
I mean,
what does that mean?
If my beeping one doesn't go off or I sleep through it.
Did you guys ever have the chicken alarm? No, the chicken alarm. That's like, that goes like, hey, baby, wake up.
No.
Come and dance with me. Do you not remember that?
No, that sounds awful.
Chicken.
I'm telling you, I will find the audio for it and bring it in. But
it's a white alarm, and he had his little beak, and he had the little thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
Really? Yes.
So you pretended you didn't know.
I did.
Okay, then when you thought about it.
No, my brain is working today.
So today I brought up Squeeze It's and this chicken alarm. Mm-hmm. But it has a little guitar, and he's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I can show you him if you like.
See, I don't need that.
That's awesome.
I mean, I mean the audio is going to be low, but that's...
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
What the chicken looks like, and then...
Oh, that's so annoying.
Hold on. That's him just buzzing.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, this is like that's like the techno version.
Remix?
Oh,
that's
awesome. Funky. I like that
but
one.
But I'll find the original. I'll find the original.
You found the remix.
Right. I found Mr. 305's version.
Oh, speaking of Mr. 305, Kevin is thrilled to know that Pitbull will return to Las Vegas for a new residency called Pitbull. Get ready, Vegas. I feel like
that's the name of it?
You could have worked at that a little more. It's going to be at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino this spring.
That's the advertisement? It's not the name.
Pitbull. That's... Get ready, Vegas.
That's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's in italics, so it's
that's not
the
a
name.
Slogan?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's the name of it. He's got 5 shows lined up so far, 3 in April, 2 in September. Kevin, tickets go on sale to the public on Friday.
I can't be the only person that he annoys as much as he does annoy me. I can't be the only one.
He's no DJ Khaled.
No, DJ Khaled's worse.
Yes.
At least, Pitbull has hits on
Pitbull himself. Drives me crazy. Mr. 305! Yeah.
You want to hear my favorite Pitbull
that
song?
One?
Yeah.
That's That's what the chicken would say on the alarm.
Terrifying.
That's what the I woke up with through my entire elementary school.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, this chicken. And it would be like, yeah, baby, wake up. And then I think I kept it into like my high school years. And then someone found out and I was like, oh, I got to stop. I got to break this forever. Because what if I went to college with it and people were like,
You're worried about college?
I was close.
What about grade school and high school?
I think I had it to like sophomore year.
What the hell?
In high school. Because if when you something wakes
was
you up.
Was your mom into torturing you?
I think so.
Because if you woke up with that your whole life.
Involuntarily, I think she was torturing me.
Wow.
But I do want to go on record as saying it, when you're used to hearing something that wakes you up, that becomes the thing you're listening for, right?
Sure, sure.
So I was used to that chicken is what I'm saying.
And were you groggy?
No, I was more awake than I am now. I sleep through this show. Everyone knows that.
Chicken! Why don't you check eBay?
I know, I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, you got to get one.
You're right.
Sure.
I'm looking now.
All right, guys, some birthdays. Oscar De La Hoya, Rob Corddry, Hannibal Buress, and that's what's happening.
Muggs, where are you going to be? Today, I will be, well, actually, for the next 2 weeks, I'll be stopping by Southern California Del Taco locations, giving away tickets, lift tickets to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain, which will be taking place on February 29th with Lovely the Band. And today, I will be in Garden Grove, Garbage Grove to that one guy. But yeah. Garden Grove for everybody else.
It's a good callback.
Good job.
11070 Garden Grove Boulevard at Del Taco, 12 to 1 p.m. The first 50 people in line will get a pair of lift tickets to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain. So come
clap
by.
If you care.
It's just Mugs and I. It's just
you. On your drive home today.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new show. We've got the world's worst cat.
And that's saying something, because cats are dicks. Am I right?
I have a terrible 100%. Cat. I'll tell you all about mine
all
as
right.
well. Yeah.
Fast food report. Jensen has get up on this, and your tickets to see System of a Down at the Bank of California on May 22nd, tomorrow morning.